Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
I was just listening to, I don't know whether you saw this, I saw it on X, and it's been widely circulated as well. Michael Flatley was at the FLA. So Ed Sheeran was at the FLA. It seems to have been a big success. I think it's going to be in Belfast next year. It was in Wexford for the last two, wasn't it? It was in Mullingar before that. So I think it's going to be in Belfast next year. But Wexford did extremely well. Ed Sheeran arriving in the blackened windows of his van. And then I don't know how Michael Flatley arrived. Actually, we've got Michael on the line here because it was a big success. He looked great standing up there and looked healthy and well, which is good. The FLA, Saturday evening. Michael, you're full of surprises these days, aren't you? You're turning up everywhere.
Happy Jesus, Ian. A soft day it is this morning, and 'twas one of the greatest honours of me Irish life, I have to say, being invited to the FLA.
Right.
And pulling out me flute in front of 20,000 Irish Bucalini, Agus Collini. Hi, Ganari on Boherlet to everybody.
Indeed. Shauna's shaking her head.
Hiya, Shauna. I met Shauna before. She's a fine girlie.
She is indeed. And a great treat for the FLA and for the people of Wexford as well.
You're a big Arad, sure, and all, and it was Ian and me, granddaddy. I've talked about him a lot with you on the radio. I rarely talk about him with people, but I do feel safe talking about him with you.
Good.
The Tinker Flatley. He was a tinker from Buntlody, County Wexford.
All right.
And it was the tinker's flute I was blown, De Saturn.
Ah.
And that flute has been everywhere, the length and breadth of Ireland, entertaining people in Wexford around campfires 110 years ago with people dancing and jigging and crawling around on their hands and knees and their faces blood red from eating strawberries. It was a great day. Or fine times.
And tell us, any further news on the presidency? I mean, are you seriously going to run? Because you are a bit of a figurehead there. Like.
Well, I know where you're going with that question, bucko.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'll say this, Ian, and it came straight from the mouth of me granddaddy.
Yeah.
The Tinker Flatley once said to me, he pulled me tight to him.
Yeah.
He looked at me with his red eyes and he said, "Evigaline, a lamb's bleat is often more telling than a dog's bark, but it's the quiet pig that eats the meal."
Profound.
Agus Anishin, I'm Shireen. Thank you.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.